man.
I found the dragon, brother.
Yeah, that's good.
Total combined weight. Brian here.
Brock.
Josh.
Yes. So we're back for yet another one. And that means, thanks to the wonderful Patreon patrons out there, we have another on-air taste test. So this is going to be a beverage, a energy drink, and it's got a really fucking stupid name. So these are all three things that Brock loves. Josh, what about you? You don't give fuck all about energy drinks, right?
No, I don't go there at all. I don't drink them. I'm not into it.
So when they first came out, a little vamp here before I go to the pour job. When they first came out, I also thought they were poison. I thought they tasted awful. And just like I did with Diet Coke. And then, you know, a couple years later, here I am, fully addicted to Diet Coke and these energy drinks.
I've always thought, I don't know if they're all like this, but Red Bull smells like vomit to me.
Red Bull certainly is not smelling like vomit.
Like whenever I go into a bar and there's like Red Bull drinks being made, it smells like somebody puked.
Yeah, it's gross. There, you know, when the first time I ever had a Red Bull, like I took a sip off of it and I was like, God, what is that? There was a flavor that it reminded me of. I was having like a flavor flashback, and it finally hit me one day. But it was Tylenol children's aspirin.
Huh.
That's what Red Bull tastes like. It has that same flavor.
It's so specific. Yeah. So this one I picked this one because of its funny name and its very appropriate taste, I'll call it. So what we're going to do, I'm going to build up the branding to this son of a bitch, because that's really the big reveal. So without further ado, I will crack open my unit here.
I'll spit out my gun.
Oh yeah. There we go. I'm going to go ahead and get your tasting cup. Now I want to tell the people how prepared I was for these tests.
Oh,
I brought
clear.
Cups. It's a clear cup. Oh yeah, the beverage is clear.
It's a clear beverage,
like a Sprite.
God, I was expecting like a Sprite, super crazy color.
So I'll just go off the bat and tell you that this doesn't taste like Red Bull or any other energy drink you ever had. I'm not going to say that you're going to like it though, but I will say that. So here we go. This is something I have.
Oh, it smells horrible.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh God.
Okay, well, what does it smell like to you guys?
It smells like kind of a pineapple bubble gum.
Kind of, but it's got a...
Yeah, fucking pineapple bubble gum's kind of right on, it's right on the money.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, jump in there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. See, I love this. I think this is absolutely delicious.
It's pretty inoffensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it tastes like the penicillin bubble gum.
I can taste like stevia. I can definitely taste like stevia or Nutrasweet or something.
Oh, you are 100% tasting science. No doubt about that. Yeah. Wait until I read some of the science to you.
I taste like fake sweetener.
Okay. Well, full reveal. What I'm holding is a baby blue and hot pink can. The maker is... Bang! Bang is the brand. Bang, the circle of the bee is in fact a crosshair. It says fuel your destiny underneath that. And the flavor that you're drinking right now, gentlemen, is rainbow unicorn.
All right.
That's the flavor. Not pineapple gum.
So
it's rainbow fucking unicorn.
Brian, did you pull this out of your ass, or is this something you actually like?
So I like this. First and foremost, the reason why I bought it initially is because it's called Rainbow Unicorn. And a good friend of mine, friend of the show, Prince Danny, his PlayStation name on the old internet's game is fucking Rainbow Unicorn, but with a K.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, whoa.
The German spelling.
Yeah, the German spelling of Rainbow Unicorn. That's exactly right. So I bought it for that reason. Cracked her open, and I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of this. There's another test that we're going to do with the same brand of drink, but an entirely different flavor, and I'll save that to when we get there. But if I could, I'd like to read some of the copy on this can, if I could. So at the top ring, it lists all the cool things that are inside that are, like, you know, not at all bad for you. But so far, we have super creatine, Not regular creatine.
Super.
Isn't
super
that what creatine. McGuire used to get buff?
Yes. Yes, okay. It is. Creatine. So when I briefly flirted with a football career, my freshman year of fucking high school, after that, they moved me up to the JV thing, which meant go to the weight room. Mm-hmm. Every fucking kid in that weight room had fucking back knee from being all jacked up on, because creatine was like a brand new thing.
Right.
It was like 1999, 2000. And so every kid was fucking destroying their endocrine system with creatine at the time. And then, of course, we had the real champions there, the real winners, who were just straight up on the gas. They just figured out, like every other high school football team.
Oh, yeah.
They knew an older brother or some shitty cousin that could get them the real stuff.
Got a guy.
Got a guy. So those guys were the winners, and they were on the gas. But everyone else who was too scared or too 15, they went ahead and went to GNC and bought creatine. So next, after super creatine, with, by the way, there is a trademark. I believe Bang owns the rights to super creatine. We have something called Ultra CoQ10. So if you look up on everyone take out your periodic table that you carry with you at all times. And let's go ahead and look up what Ultra CoQ10 is. And then, of course, after that, we have our BCAA aminos.
Nice.
And then I'll read a little bit right here. This is the bag. This is the hot copy here. Make no mistake, Bang is not your stereotypical high-sugar, life-sucking soda masquerading as an energy drink. High-sugar drinks spike blood sugar, producing metabolic mayhem, causing you to crash harder than a test dummy into a brick wall. Power up with Bang's potent brain and body rockin' fuel. Creatine, caffeine, CoQ10, and BCAAs. That stands for branched chain amino acids. Life is an extreme sport, and Bang is the extreme energy source to live life extreme.
Life is an extreme sport.
And then right here, my favorite thing. Well, that's my favorite thing. Life is an extreme sport. My second favorite thing, not intended for individuals under the age of 18. Boom. That's that super creatine difference. That's that super creatine difference right
so
there.
So what's our chance of getting a back knee breakout?
Oh, it's fucking 9/10. You're going to get back knee from the tiny, from the tablespoon you drink. You're going to get back knee from it. But you're also going to get fucking swole. Like,
so
you're going to look
really
good.
So, like, when you drink one of those, you drink that whole can?
Whole fucking thing.
So this is a 16-ounce tall boy, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, this is your standard, for the layman, the non-energy drink drinkers such as you guys, this is your standard issue energy drink size.
Yeah, it's a 16-ounce tall boy.
Yeah.
For the beer drinkers.
For the beer drinkers.
Well, I have to give my palate a pat on the back, because when I tasted it, I thought, this tastes stroke-inducing,
mm-hmm.
and the ingredients confirm that.
Oh, without a doubt. and I'm going to, as we continue on with the show, I'm going to continue to drink all of this.
Yeah. Like I was saying, the flavor, to me, honestly, the flavor is pretty inoffensive,
mm-hmm.
but the only thing it tastes like to me is it just tastes like chemical sugar. Like, is it stevia in there?
Let's find out.
What is
it? Let's go to the ingredients here. Oh, that's a really, really, it's always suspect when your ingredients list is like the 1 point font. Let's see here. So yeah, zero sugar, obviously.
There is, yeah, the artificial sweetener is what I can taste. It tastes like something.
Sucralose.
Okay.
I believe sucralose is our guy here. Do we have my good friend phenylalanine? That's the magic that makes Diet Coke so good. I don't see that. There are so many acronyms and fucking numbers in this ingredients list that's really impressive.
Chemistry's
so
cool.
Oh, it's the best. So this brand, this Bang brand, I've noticed is really kind of coming up. Like, they're, you know, you, it never surprises me how many assholes I see with fucking Monster energy drink tattoos.
Like, oh, it's insane.
It's insane. Yeah. But you're going to start to see that B with the fucking crosshair. I think it's happening. I think it's definitely happening.
Well, it's exactly like without the crosshairs, it would be the same logo as the Beats by Dre. It's like that same
yeah.
B.
Oh, you're totally right. So. And then there's like a Canon Films thing right in the middle of the B too.
Yep.
So there it is.
I know somebody that has a tattoo of like a certain low quality, high gravity malt liquor.
Uh-huh. I know a guy who has I happen to live in that guy's body.
When's the last time you had one of those?
Oh, man. So when Cousin Ronnie, a.k.a. Ryan Mowbray, came to visit, he and I got some ice cold 24s, the Steel Reserve, to record some Ronnie, which is the name of our avant-garde. I don't even know what the hell you call Ronnie musically. Maybe I'll add some Ronnie onto the end of this podcast. We'll see. But he and I play this real fucking nerdy outsider, like horribly abrasive, like prog kind of thing together. And we got drunk on Steel Reserve, as we did many, many, many nights in the early 2000s when he and I were a true partnership. Sadly, he left. He's an expat. He lives in the fucking Czech Republic now, where you do not have access to high gravity.
No.
But he has plenty, and I mean plenty, of access to other beer.
Yeah.
No shows. Question about that.
It shows.
No question about that. So, yeah, let's get to the review. Let's get to it. I can't imagine it being too high coming from you guys. So, Josh, we'll start with you.
So, I've done, I did a star rating the first time. Mm-hmm. Did chainsaws yeah. last time. I'm going to do Dean Wormers this time.
Okay, yeah.
On a scale of 0 to 4, Dean Wormers, mm-hmm. 0.0.
Oh, that is not moving the needle for Josh. Not moving the needle here.
I can't finish it. Like, it's not.
It's that. So, yeah. Okay, before I get to you, why is it so offensive to you from a flavor standpoint?
It, you know, I'll take another taste just to, like,
it's for science. A fresh impression. Yeah, do it for the science.
It tastes like medicine to me.
I'm going
to
go in again.
Tylenol children's aspirin.
Yeah, it tastes like. It just tastes like
it is undeniable. Even as a fan of this shit, yeah. Well, fan slash addict, it's there. You can definitely taste like the unnatural, elements. Well,
I think honestly, now that I'm drinking this though, I think what I'm that children's aspirin flavor that I was getting for Red Bull is from some sort of synthetic sugar or something.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Which I'm sure is the same thing they use in children's aspirin uh-huh. to make it taste good.
Yeah, scientists make both products. All right, so we got a 0.0 Dean Wormers on a scale of 4 from the old JH there. Brock, where are you at with this product?
I'm going to stick with the Dynamite Kid ratings mm-hmm. and go. I'm going to say no marks out of 10.
Wow. So yeah, these were the low numbers I was expecting. So I'm going to go with 69 out of 69 jester caps on this one. And the reason being is that I do think the flavor is fine. And I'm comparing that to, like, you know, original formula Red Bull, that kind of stuff. Obviously, I can't sit here and drink this shit all day long because I will die if I do that. But if I have one of these in my morning, see, I'm not a big coffee guy, Josh. I know you are.
Yeah.
To me, like, I drink it for the function only. But if I have... I don't know, a fucking hot blue and hot pink can of soda that does the same thing to me as coffee does, chances are I'm going to go with that selection there every single time.
See, I'm not a coffee or energy drink guy. Yeah. I don't like either.
Well, you're not even a caffeine guy in that caffeine doesn't really work for you.
Caffeine doesn't really do much yeah. for me. So, but at the same time, I've always had the opinion that, like, there's very few things in life that I want to perk my energy up for, uh-huh. and working is certainly not one of them.
Of course.
I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, I want to be nice and alert. No, like until I'm own my own business and mm-hmm. I'm collecting the money that comes in, I'm yeah. just going to work.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know. I just, you don't want to be tired at work. It's like, I don't mind being tired at work.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It makes, you know, If I was dead tired, if I was up till 4 in the morning and had to go to Magic Mountain the next day, mm-hmm. then maybe
you'll do it. Yeah,
you know, I wanted if, but you know.
Well, as the sole asshole that has to edit you guys talking, I will say that my good friend Bang makes that job that much easier. And to your point about
sponsorship,
yeah. And to your point about working, yes, Bang, I am interested, and I will keep all of the money because these guys don't like your drink, and I sure do. That should be how it works. If we end up getting a sponsorship, if you talk shit on the product, you don't get any fucking money.
Well, if you get a sponsorship, you stop talking shit on the product.
Well, if you fucking have some smarts about you, you do. That's for sure.
I got a question to go ask for you.
Try my dick bills.
I drink coffee every morning. Mm-hmm. I drink black coffee every morning.
Yep.
And it makes me, it's not just an energy thing. Like, I really like the taste of coffee.
My wife is the exact same way, by the way.
But it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just like I feel like
no, it's
more alert.
Because
like,
you're a drug addict. Like, yeah. You're a drug addict, and you're giving your brain what it desperately requires of it to be happy.
Yeah. That's, and Lexapro.
That and Lexapro. Yeah. Wash one down with the other, pal.
And I do.
Uh-huh. Every damn day. So that's Bang, Rainbow Unicorn. Again, 69 out of 69 Jester's caps from the old BT. But
can I do a little aside
get
about
in there.
This? I wanted to bring this up because I know you guys love diet soda.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, love is a stretch. Addicted is more accurate, for yeah. me at least.
So I was in that camp for a long time
mm-hmm.
and then stopped and didn't drink soda for a long time. But my thing is when I go to the movies, I get a lot of popcorn. I get the biggest one because it's economically, that's what makes sense.
For sure.
So I get a large popcorn and I get a large soda. And most of the time, that's the one time I drink Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. Mm-hmm. Usually Diet Coke. The movie theaters are all Coke, I think.
Yeah.
I get a Diet Coke, and that's like when I allow myself to have a Diet Coke. And it's like, you know, it's like hot shotting. Like it feels so good. Like that's, it's like getting right back into the club.
Straight to the vein.
I'm that way with Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I don't drink. I love Dr. Pepper. I don't drink it very often. And it's like when I do get one, like occasionally, like I'll get one from the vending machine at work or whatever the situation is.
Right.
And it's like the first sip, it's like my eyes start watering and I'm just like overcome with this like euphoric feeling. You know, it's like, oh, man.
I found the dragon, brother.
Yeah, that's good.
So anyway, so I got a large Diet Coke and a popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the movie with my wife and a child, and we run out of popcorn because I didn't get the large this time. And then I'm going to get the popcorn. I'm like, well, a little was great, so more will be awesome.
Naturally.
So I fill it up all the way again, go back, drink it. After that, we go out to eat with my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting at a table. And, like, maybe 20 minutes into the meal, I thought I was having a stroke.
Oh, boy.
Brain fog. Like, I just, like, all of a sudden didn't know what was going on. Lights are on. Nobody's home. Nobody notices. But you know that feeling when you get too drunk and you're somewhere and you get self-aware about it and you're like, I'm too drunk. I got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, that feeling. But I didn't know what was happening and I couldn't talk.
Huh.
And I'm like, what happened? So then the next day I'm like, what could it be? And I typed in Diet Coke space. And then I'm like, what would you call that? And I put B, and then Diet Coke brain fog immediately came up in Google. I was like, all right.
I'm not alone here.
Sure enough, it's a thing. So, yeah.
So, wait, if you stop using and then go back, then this is what happens to you?
It felt like I was having an aneurysm.
But in the shit that you saw online about Diet Coke brain fog.
Like I didn't read about it too much because it's...
All you needed, you just needed that result.
I read a little bit, but then I'm like, I don't need to be getting medical information from the internet, especially because I'm a crazy hypochondriac. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I'm just going to let this go.
I just
won't drink it again. That's fine. But yeah, it was really messed up.
Yeah,
not good.
I often think about the damage I'm doing to my body by the amount of Diet Coke that I drink. It can't be good. It can't be.
Yeah.
But then again, drinking nothing but fucking corn syrup can't be good either. I know what you're saying. Stop drinking all soda.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen. It's just not. But that's my cross to bear.
I kind of, because I do enjoy Diet Coke as well, but I kind of want to get to a point that I am with regular soda, where it's like regular soda, like sugary sodas have been out of my life.
Oh, for forever.
For years. Yeah. I think 2004 was when I quit cold mm-hmm. turkey. But I have the occasional one just as a little treat.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to get that way with diet soda as well.
Yeah.
Like I don't drink as much of it as I did like say 5 years ago.
Okay.
But like, you know, like I don't buy 12 packs of it anymore.
Right.
Like I'll have a Diet Coke on a, you know, buy as I need one basis.
Sure. And like whenever you're at a restaurant too,
yeah,
I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to, you know, get to this point where it's like, I don't.
Yeah, I would love to not be addicted to it. It'd be great. I quit nicotine, which we'll get into in a future episode, a follow-up to that. But one of the reasons why I don't quit drinking Diet Coke is the same reason why I didn't quit nicotine for so long, is I'm just scared. Like, yeah. I'm scared of being a fucking raging asshole who needs his fix. But I did one, so might as well do another someday. And I'll leave it at someday. But I tell you where that's never going to happen, and that's at fucking McDonald's. Because God damn it, is McDonald's Diet Coke just so many steps above any other Diet Coke. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're talking about fast food. We're doing a fast food roundup, a roundabout, as it were. We might even do some ranking. We already know what the answer is. You obviously know who the fucking world champion of fast food is.
An institution in Southern California. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. But yes, fast food. So how should we start this, boys? What do you think? Should we just start naming off some of our favorites? Should we go orders? What do you think? Josh,
why don't we do like some recent orders and you guys lead it off?
That's a wonderful idea. My fast food wheelhouse, like a lot of other facets of my life, involve me spending as little money as possible. So I'm going to be, typically, my eyes are drawn more towards the value menu of things. So 10 years ago, that was a great place to be. because everyone had fucking 99 cent items. Everybody. Now, since the it's going around the room. Triple stud pack. Now, since the advent of, and I think Taco Bell should be rightfully credited or discredited for this, but the box meal, the $5 box, now everyone is on that train where, you know, you have your fucking, our one lunch combo, $4.99 unit.
They had the big multi-pack taco things you could buy, too. It was like $6.99 for like 10 tacos. Or
The Fiesta pack.
Yeah.
That's been around for a long ass time.
Yeah, they were innovators in that.
Yeah. But the $5 lunch box is now everywhere. Yeah. Like you go to Jack in the Box, there's, you know, here's our $4.99 combo of the month. Uh-huh. And a lot of the love and care that was given to the value menu is now gone because of these fucking things. So I'm a little upset about that.
Yeah.
I do prefer to be my own master and order my own cheap items.
You know what I don't like about those boxes is I'm afraid they're going to be too small.
Oh yeah,
and it's not, and it's not even like that. They are, I have experience that I got one and it wasn't enough food. It's just like I just feel like I don't want them to be the ones that dictate.
Yeah, exactly.
What a $5 lunch is, or what a lunch is. $5 be damned.
Be goddamned even. Yeah, I think that. And by the way, I'm still just chugging Rainbow Unicorn right now. But give me yours too. Thank you. I need it. It's just gonna be lost on you. So, I feel like this shift, the value menu to the prepackaged like monthly thing.
Yeah.
I can't sit here and tell you that I hate it, or even say that it's a bad idea.
Well, you're frugal.
I'm frugal, and I respect it. But the big point is what I think you landed on with me is that I want to be the one who buys cheap and dangerous food, and I want you to dictate that shit to me.
Yeah,
Josh. I'm going to throw to you. I feel like this, and this might sound insulting, but it is not. But I feel like you eat less fast food than Brock and I.
Well, I only made one note for this episode, and it says fast food roundup. That's Roman numeral 3.
Uh-huh.
And then the one note underneath it, lowercase a, time to come out of the closet.
it's time.
Yeah. I don't really eat fast food very much, and there's a couple reasons for that. One is, at a certain point, I realized that because of age and because of having an office job and all of these adult responsibilities, that if I eat fast food too much, it's just, you know, it's a weight gain guarantee.
Right.
Like, I can't. And there's that. Also, I typically only, the only time I eat without my family is at lunch for work or if I'm with my friends.
Right.
So, like, today we went out and had. But I thought we were going to have fast food, but we ended up having Mexican food, which is standard fare for me.
Let's jump in there. I know this might be jumping ahead, but I think it's fresh. It's hot now. We got to talk about that lunch we just had. So table what you're going to be talking about how you're incorrect about your food habits. But so we just had a fucking, it was a good lunch. Good food. Great food.
Great food.
Great fucking food. We were greeted to this fucking piece of paper on our table that said, due to rising costs, all extras are, you know, X amount of money. But the biggest offender, which they knew that was the biggest offender, and that's why they put it at the top of the list, was like, your first basket of chips, that's on us. If you need more chips and salsa, friends, that's on you. And I got to tell you, we even said it. We all audibly said it out loud. Well, should we go? Should we leave? should we get the fuck out of here?
And then once the chips and salsa came, I said something to the effect of, well, we got to take a stand because we can't let this get out of control. Can we have some more chips?
Yeah. We'll pay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever the money is.
Whatever it is, I'll pay it.
It's one of those things where, you know, and not to get political here or anything, but, you know, in the capitalist society or the kind of like the avenue that this country seems to be going down with capitalism is that there is a certain when times are tough, blame the people on the bottom kind of situation. And so it's one of those things where minimum wage goes up. So the minimum wage workers are blamed for it.
Right.
You know, they're, well, you know, these guys want to get paid $15 an hour. So you got to pay for chips now.
Oh, boo hoo. You want the toothpaste with baking soda.
So it's
in
one of those
fancy.
Things, yeah. So it's one of those things like, you know, you see it and it's just like, I bet you the owner of this restaurant, and it even said on the fucking menu, open since 1974. The owner of that restaurant has owned and operated that restaurant since 1974.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that guy is probably doing all right. The owner
is
probably
doing
all
right.
Yeah, and that is purely, it's one of those things. things where we're going to make the jabronis pay for this.
Yeah.
So that I don't have to pay for it.
Because well, I need
it's
more
cutting
golf clubs
into my profits. Yeah. So it's now it's going to come out of there. And there's a lot of there's bars and restaurants and stuff like that that have been competing mm-hmm. against the rise of minimum wage. It's like, I want to be rich from owning a restaurant, yeah. not pay my employees $15 an hour. You right. know, so it's like. You figure out ways to get around that shit.
And in this example,
and that's what it
this
is. Usually, what it is. Usually that way is charge the public.
One of the things on that list that really fucking offended me was, so on their list of like what the extras are and how much they're going to charge, one of the extras was extra tomato and lettuce, which first of all, what you put in there is fine. Thank you. Yeah. It's plenty.
Can I get some extra shredded iceberg, please?
Like, who the fuck? Who in the fuck is going to say that?
I've got 50 cents on it if you need it.
Well, but that's the biggest offense. It was $1.50. It was 150 pennies for the privilege of eating more
garnish.
Yeah, what
more
the
garnish,
fuck?
Please.
Absolutely not on my watch. And by that, I mean we're going to eat there again. But anyway, Josh, back to you and your reasons why you don't like fast food.
Well, just one quick thing about that mm-hmm. is that not very smart business people, because when you need to do something like that, you just raise the price of everything across the board.
Yeah.
Don't call. Oh, yeah. You don't call attention to, like, we're going to charge you for chips and salsa. You still make the chips and salsa free, and then you jack the prices up across the board on the menu.
Yeah.
And bury
Fuck,
it.
Fuck, I did not immediately think of
That's why they need a carny working for them.
No shit. Well, let's get him in there. You can be their business manager.
So, yeah, I don't eat a lot of fast food. The only fast food I eat is what I can walk to from work. And so what I have walking distance from work is there's like a mom and pop Southern California, like hamburgers, you know, mm-hmm. like that type of place. So I go there sometimes. I go to Fat Burger sometimes. And then there's like just a couple of other, they're not chains though. They're yeah. like, they're, but that's what's across the street from where I work. So that's right. where I go. So that's it.
Also, you know, where Josh and I live, he lives in a more suburban area than I do, but, mm-hmm. but we are definitely in more of an urban setting.
Yeah.
And fast food isn't as big in those places. So, like, the fast food that is readily available to us are the big, multinational, huge fast food chains.
Yeah, McDonald's.
So, Subway, McDonald's, yeah. Burger King, things like Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. Those things are, like, pretty, they're largely available in a sense, but there's so many places you're going to eat before you go to those places. Not that I'm decrying anything. You know, I'm not putting those places down in any way.
No,
it's
why
just
would
that,
you?
As far as fast food goes, but it's just that, those are your options mm-hmm. that are kind of readily available. And so even I, like, I don't eat fast food that often either, except, you know, I mean, I have my old standby of Del Taco. Mm-hmm. That's the pretty much, I would say 90% of my fast food intake is Del Taco.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I don't really, like, I don't have, like, you know, other than that, you know, I don't really have a big fast food thing these days either, just because it's just not around as much.
Well, in addition to the fact that we're all getting a little older, so now it may be time to dial back on that stuff. So that's one avenue. The other avenue about why I think everyone here doesn't go to fucking fast food as much as they used to is because they charge the same amount of fucking money as a real restaurant.
It's crazy.
So, like, why would you, if given the choice, okay, this, I want to say this carefully, so I don't want to disrespect myself here, but if given the choice to eat at a place like what you're talking about, like a you know, like a Greek Run, like everything's on the menu, burger place, or I'm just going to say this and it's going to hurt, Carl's Jr. I'm probably going to want to go to your place over Carl's Jr. Now, hold on, Brock, hold on. I love Carl's Jr. I love it so much. I've always loved it, but they are so fucking expensive now.
Yeah.
That it's like, I know what I'm getting. I know how good a double Western is. And I need that in my life at some point. But to buy a fucking small combo double Western at Carl's Jr. is like $12.99. Something in that area. It's definitely north of $10 for a small combo. Which, fuck, man. Like, where do you get off, Mr. Karcher?
Yeah.
In your fucking infinite wisdom.
Family of Mr. No, actually, I think they're not even, the Karchers,
I think the
Karchers
sold
anymore.
It. Yeah.
It's just a big corporation now.
Yes. I think that's true.
And that's who bought, when they bought Hardee's.
Yeah.
It was the corporation of Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, CK Enterprises or whatever the fuck.
Carl's Jr. was always a little bit more expensive, but it's crazy more expensive now.
Well, I read an article while we were out to lunch today.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about the, we were talking about discontinued fast food items or whatever it was. We're just, you know, these are the conversation that we're having with you folks right now is the conversation that we have with each other, and that's why this podcast exists.
Exactly right.
But we were conversing about discontinued Carl's items, and Brian and I both loved
The steak sandwich.
The steak sandwich, and then also the I brought up the sourdough chicken.
Yes.
No, the not chicken, excuse me. The sourdough bacon ranch burger, which was fucking amazing. But I found articles about both of those things, and they were from...
Well, the steak sandwich was from 19... The article you found, which was the launch of the steak sandwich, was from 1997. At a price point. Do you remember the price point?
The price point, it was $3.99.
$3.99.
For the sandwich. And it
said... Steak sandwich.
And they were calling it... This is the high-end... This is... Carl's Jr. introduced a high-end menu item at $3.99, which is 75 cents more than their next... most expensive burger. Thing, yeah.
And this is 1997.
This is 97, which is a long time ago by the calendar.
Yeah.
But I don't think long ago enough to where you can justify going from your most expensive burger aside from the steak sandwich.
Yeah.
The most expensive burger is $3.25 to where now the sandwich itself costs $9
yeah, it's like
just for the sandwich.
Somewhere $7, $8, $9. Like,
just for the damn hamburger sandwich.
The goddamn hamburger sandwich. So there's an inflection point in the history of Carl's Jr., and I know you know what I'm going to talk about here, and that's the $6 burger.
The $6 burger was launched because it is the quality and size of a restaurant burger for less than... So you're getting a $6 burger for just a couple bucks. That was the actual line was, you're getting a $6 burger for just a couple
that's
of bucks.
Right. That's
and
right.
And so it was called a $6 burger because it was the size and quality of a restaurant. Because at the time... Which is even laughable now, because this, once again, this seems like a blink ago. This does not seem like a long time ago.
The $6 burger really doesn't seem like
a long time ago at
all.
But at the time, a sit-down restaurant that you would go to, a burger costs you $6.
Yeah.
Once you think about it now, it's like, man, I'd love that.
I'd love that more than anything in the world.
And you're supposed to be ripped, you know, they're ripping you off. They're charging you $6. We're giving you a $6 burger. For just a couple
for
of bucks.
For $4.29.
And then it became the $6 burger because it only cost $6.
Right.
And then, you know, then...
And now
the
it's Thick Burger.
Thick Burger was a branded Hardee's thing. So when they took on Hardee's, that's where the Thick Burger comes from.
Okay.
That was a Hardee's thing. But they just renamed the $6 burger the Thick Burger.
Yeah. Well, at a certain point, they have to.
Yeah. Because now when your burger costs $9, you can't call it a $6 burger anymore. Because lawsuits are started over things like that.
I know. I would sign up. I'd absolutely be a part of that class.
Yeah.
No questions asked about that one. Yeah. I mean, we could sit here and bitch about Carl's Jr. It's a real love-hate relationship there.
Oh, yeah. Big time. My only, you know, I kind of like you, my eating habits for burger places, for the most part, because you said to me that you think that your ordering style is kind of maybe the opposite of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really, like, that's what I do is I go off the cheap menu. When I go to Carl's Jr., I'm only eating off of the cheap menu, which doesn't even really exist. It's just the cheapest thing,
right?
Which is the big burger, which is just a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, yep.
But it's bigger than, say, a McDonald's cheeseburger. It's a big burger, but it's like they're $2.49 each. And they used to be, that was a dollar.
99 cents, yeah.
It was a dollar for the
big famous star was 99 cents for a lot. Yeah. They all were. Let's talk about that and how a wonderful dreamscape we all used to live in where you could fucking walk into a Burger King and buy a 99 cent Whopper.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I just
99 cent Big Mac?
Yeah.
You can edit this out, or Brock can have this edited out if it's offensive. But Brock used to have a couch in his apartment that when you sat on it, to me, the gust, you know, like when you sit on a certain type of couch and like a little air comes out?
Yes.
The gust always smelled like Western bacon cheeseburger to me.
I would never edit that out.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't know if that's like a bad thing, but
no,
I'd always sit on the couch.
This is going to be the cold open of this show now, actually.
I would sit on the couch to watch TV with Brock or whatever, and like I'd be like, Western bacon cheeseburger. And it like the first time it happened, I was like, oh, he must have had one this week. But then it like continued every time. Like, oh, it's just what the couch smells like.
Yeah, you would buy an extra Western bacon cheeseburger and lovingly place it underneath the cushions for the aroma.
We used to eat a lot of them.
We did our fair share of eating Western bacon cheese. But yeah, so 99 cent Whopper, I remember fucking getting that shit by the bagful. I remember at my local Burger Kingery. They had a fucking hard sign, like a hard plastic sign made that said home of the 99 cent Whopper. So the egg on their face when corporate said, nah, not anymore, dude. And that's why those goddamn Canadians bought them.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Okay. Tim Hortons, right?
Tim Hortons, yeah. Have we talked about Tim Hortons on this show?
Maybe a little.
I know you guys, because I've always, I'm somewhat of like a minor hockey fan,
mm-hmm.
and so I've always had like, I've kind of, and I've been to Canada a couple times, so yeah. I've never had Tim Hortons, and I've always kind of romanticized it in my mind, because I love donuts, and I've been hit with Tim Hortons ads yeah. from hockey.
Sure.
And you guys kind of smartened me up that it's not great.
Yeah, it's not. It's,
I wouldn't want to offend anybody who swears by it. You know, I mean, because there are those people, but it's like, it's pretty unspectacular.
Yeah, I think unspectacular is a safe way to put it. It's certainly not like disgusting or anything stupid like that. Like it's yeah. fine, it's plenty fine. And if I could promote the heroism of the chain, I will. The fact that you can get a donut as a side there is yeah, really yeah. impressive. Yeah. It's very, very impressive.
I would say with Hortons, it's like, it's kind of like Dunkin' Donuts in a way, where Dunkin' Donuts, go there and get some fucking coffee and get a donut. But like when you start ordering things like breakfast sandwiches and shit like that, know that it's coming out of a microwave.
Right.
You know, 150% is coming out of a microwave.
Like that Dunkin' Donuts is the same thing. When you order, I'm going to get the ham and cheese croissant from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
It's fucking microwave.
Yeah. And that's fine. I mean, I'm sitting here at this table telling you I probably am responsible for somewhere into the six figures of Hot Pocket deaths with just my mouth alone. So there's nothing I have against microwave food. I'm just saying, just know when you get in, when you go for it.
You're paying $3.50 or whatever for a fucking microwave.
For a fucking James Dean microwave sandwich.
So it's kind of like that. But it's fine, though. I mean, coffee and croissants and whatever.
The big takeaway for me, though, Josh, is, and the reason why you do need to get there just at least once in your life, is the fact that you can get a donut on the side. And you just feel free. You feel like a fucking free person not being oppressed when you can get a donut on the side.
And I always thought donuts were their thing, but apparently, like, I thought that was like their main deal, like Dunkin' Donuts, mm-hmm. but I guess not.
It's,
maybe.
Yeah, I think maybe, you know.
Yeah, I'm not personally Canadian.
Yeah, I don't know the whole deal. I mean, I've only been there, I think, twice.
Yeah, one time for me.
Yeah, and it's just, you know.
Yeah, it's that. It's meh.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Now, Lance T. Storm will tell you that it is the finest establishment ever erected with fucking human hands. And if his opinion is that way, then I'm sure many other proud Canadians feel the same. Just like, you know, Brock and I here, I'll fucking murder a guy for talking shit on Del Taco.
Yeah. Well, and where I grew up, Taco Time. I love Taco Time.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely adore Taco Time. When I go to Washington, that's like number one on the list every time. There's things I don't have every time I go. That I have every fucking time. And anybody that I know that is from, anybody that I know that's from Southern California that moves up there, like, hates it. They're just, oh, my God, it's disgusting.
See, that's the dumbest thing in the fucking world to me. So our mutual friend, Casey the Golden Greek, not Greek at all, but I want to call him that. He's originally smartened me up to Taco Time. I visited him up there sometime like year 2000, 2001, maybe for the first time. And, he took us to Taco Time and brother, I fell in instant love with that place. Yeah. Here's Taco Time for those uninitiated. This is what Taco Time is. Okay. So take Mrs. Poole from fucking Hogan's Family and give her a Mexican restaurant. And now you've got Taco Time.
Mexican.
Yeah, Mexican. Hi-ho! We've got Mexi fries.
So basically, it's a Northwest...
Put some American cheese on that taco.
It's a Northwest-based, you know, taco chain that's, you know, like a Taco Bell or Del Taco level of fast food. It's like, that's, you know, it's on that same level. But it's very basic. It's very... there's not much Mexican to it, you know. It's like
it's as white folks a Mexican restaurant could possibly be.
Like they serve tater tots as a side, but they call them Mexi fries,
mm-hmm.
which I will tell you right now, for years I called tater tots Mexi fries.
Like, that's so or just, a Ida Mexi fries.
Yeah, no, my mom's we're gonna grill burgers tonight. What do you guys want? Fries or Mexi fries? Mexi fries. You know, I mean that's
fucking incredible.
Do they put any seasoning on them that's different?
There's just salt. They're just tater tots.
Just deep fried
that's all
salt.
They are. You can dip them in salsa if you like.
And the salsa comes out of ketchup packets.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, it's I love Taco Time.
Yeah, I also love Taco Time.
The taco there, the building, the makeup of the taco is, you know, hard yellow shell, ground beef, shredded cheese, shredded lettuce, and a tomato, like a half tomato slice. That's like
that's it.
I mean, it's a simple deal. They had the soft taco there is a burrito. It's like it's basically the taco ingredients in a burrito, but it's called the soft taco, and it's like you know, double or triple the price of a regular taco. It's fucking huge. And then the big thing that they have there that's like a huge staple is the crispy chicken burrito, which I remember in the sometime in the 80s when they introduced it, they were calling it the chicken chimichanga. And, you know, you may be able to do the slightest amount of internet research, which I absolutely will not do for this show.
Flatly refuse.
And they may still have the chimichanga or whatever, but I remember they had the song chimichanga, chicken chimichanga. And it was like this, they're introducing this new thing, but it's the crispy chicken burrito, you know, and it's.
Well, chimichanga was too hard for our friends in Cheyenne, Wyoming to fucking to wrap their tongues around. Do I roll the M? I don't get it. So yeah, Taco Time is nothing to fucking shake a stick at, but we did say Del Taco. Now, I'm going on record, probably have gone on record saying this so many times. Anytime I have access to the public, I say this, but Del Taco is my favorite fast food restaurant, period, bar any, end of story, done deal. Now, I love them all, don't get me wrong, even Arby's, and I used to have a fucking hard no Arby's line. Which,
yeah, we you and I have had some many cold moments.
Arby's is good.
We've had a few. Yeah. We've had a few. Had to give each other the cold shoulder for a few minutes over Arby's.
And Arby's was one of them. But I'm happy to eat crow, and by that I mean the crow sandwich available at Arby's. but yeah, no, Del Taco is the Duke of New York. I fucking love Del Taco. Let's get out there. Who? What are your guys' favorites?
Oh, my number one. With a bullet, I mean, not even close, is Del Taco.
Yeah.
Like, Del Taco it's the only fast food place that I still regularly eat at.
Yeah.
And it's odd because the quality of Del Taco is such that you would definitely not refer to it as anything but fast food.
Oh, yeah.
But it's universally loved, which I can't think of another fast food place that's universally loved.
That's a really good point. I have never heard anyone say anything like really cross about Del Taco.
I mean, I've heard a person or two in my lifetime say they don't like Del Taco, my mom included.
What do you
idiot.
Know?
You stupid bitch. But but no, there's pretty universally loved though, especially in Southern California, where it is like. But it's also like to pull back the curtain a little bit. We did our time in the underground music scene, and anytime that we've all had friends come out here for tour or whatever, you know, bands coming in from out of town, those guys all, everybody, to a man, wants to go to Del Taco.
Yes, because they know.
Everybody's like, oh,
they've been smartened up and they know. Some of those misguided souls feel that way about In-N-Out, which is obviously what we were teasing earlier. And In-N-Out, it's a fine burger. Their french fries are borderline poisonous, but it's a fine burger. Their milkshakes are clearly cold, but don't taste cold for some fucking weird reason. But like as a born and raised native Californian, as a Huell Hauser man myself, I hang my hat on Del Taco. I have an incredible amount of fucking patriotism towards that fine establishment.
Well, and fast food as it's known through the world, some of the most famous fast food places are all Southern California.
Oh yeah,
creations.
Name them all.
Southern California is a hotbed.
Let's do it. Smarten up the people, Brock. Where all the things you know and love that are Southern California originated. Go.
Mickey D's.
Big time.
Dickie T's.
10 time.
Tiki B's.
Big time.
And JITB's.
Major time.
Yeah, so I know those four right off the top.
Yep. No, don't elaborate. Let them figure it out.
They know.
No, they know. They know.
Wait, isn't
they
Carl's know. Jr. one?
C's J. Carl's
no,
Jr.
No, Carl's Jr. is not California.
Yes, it certainly is.
Fullerton, really? Even,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's from Orange County.
Yeah.
Now, well, that's something that's new to me. I didn't know that. Fuck.
Fuck. I am
swelling with pride.
No, and Carl's Jr. until like the late 90s, that didn't exist outside of Southern California. That was it. Just Southern California.
Yeah. Man, I had that completely backwards. I thought that like they started somewhere in like the Carolinas, let's say.
No. They did not exist outside of California at all until like they didn't start branching out of California until like the 90s.
You know what's fucking
crazy?
Well,
they had it. Sorry.
No, go.
They did when I lived in Arizona briefly when I was a little kid. They had them there.
Yeah, Arizona's the weird cross. But those the states that pad California are the first places that they were. It's like In-N-Out.
Yeah.
It was like In-N-Out and Del Taco too.
And Del Taco's in Arizona too. That's right. Vegas.
Del Taco didn't venture out of even like it was hard to find Del Tacos. There was one in Sacramento, I think, and none in Northern California at all.
Yeah,
just the one in Sacramento.
Well, Del Taco, as we know, and you, the listener, should know, started off as a little establishment called Noggles, and then even though Noggles had like a different menu, it wasn't the same as Del Taco. But all of the Noggles locations at a certain point flipped to Del Taco.
Del Taco bought Noggles.
That's what it was.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't originally Noggles. Noggles. Well, yeah, I'm talking about the separate.
This is going off. This is childhood memory. This is me going to an establishment. It used to be Noggles, then it turned into Del Taco.
Yeah, so Del Taco has been around since the late 50s or early 60s, started in Barstow.
Right.
And Noggles
still stands, by the way. Original Noggles Del Taco was, still stands.
Noggles was, I believe, Orange County based.
Yes.
But it was Noggles was its own thing. It was a different thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why the menu is different.
Fast food Mexican place. In the, I think, 1987 or 88, somewhere around there, Del Taco bought them.
Okay.
And so it was one of those things. All of the Del Tacos that were a Noggles switched over to Del Taco.
Right.
And like in the case of the one that was in Orange, there was a Del Taco right on the corner of Lincoln and Tustin in Orange, and another one on the opposite corner of Lincoln and Tustin,
because
one used to be a
Noggles. One was a Noggles.
And the fucking thing that was awesome is, you may not remember this, there's some of these, there were some of them around that Del Tacos that were blue instead of red. Because red is Del Taco's color.
Yeah.
But there were some that were blue. And I think those were ones that were a Noggles.
Yeah, and they were the fucking holdouts.
And it would be the ones that would, like, how you tell the difference. The sign on this Del Taco is blue and the sign on that Del Taco is red.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was weird.
Did you ever get a chance to go to the reopened Noggles? And I believe
it's still there.
Yeah,
they have one in Huntington Beach down in Orange County.
Okay.
They have one that's Noggles Beachside Cafe that's like only open on Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. It's like off Main Street or something like that in Huntington.
Yeah, but I really want to get down there still. Like, it's been so long for me, and I was such a little kid when Noggles was around. I'm like four or 5 years old.
Yeah, I think it was done by like 88.
Yeah.
I only had Noggles when we were here on vacation before.
Before
I
you moved here. Okay.
Yeah. We moved here in 1990.
The standby Del Taco in the motherland was definitely a Noggles, and then they did a flip. So, okay, I want to get into some controversial stuff here, okay? Real fucking, you know, eye-opening trigger kind of stuff here. So, you know, bear that in mind. I fucking hate it when people say McDonald's is gross.
Okay.
It really upsets me. It really fucking, like, shakes up my tail feathers a little bit. And I'll tell you why. You can sit here and tell me that McDonald's is unhealthy. That's fine. You can tell me, hey, I don't want to eat at McDonald's for whatever fucking stupid reason I have. That's fine, too. Everyone has an opinion, just like assholes, as they say. But where I'm going to draw the line and where I'm going to say you're insult, Brock's undoing his belt. We have to point that out. We had a big, big late lunch today. Where I draw the line when it comes to McDonald's shit talking is when you say it's disgusting, because you are spitting in the face of hundreds of thousands of fucking engineers and scientists that they're all they do.
I love that's the angle that you go with.
But I mean it. Like, I seriously, honestly,
these are professional scientists that came up with these flavors.
Yes. That's exactly why I get hot about it. Because it's like, look, you can believe in whatever the fuck you want to believe in, right? That's cool.
Yeah.
Noah did not put all the goddamn animals in a fucking little boat and swim it across the ocean. I'm sorry.
It's true. He
didn't. I'm sorry. He didn't do it. Okay. So, and by the same logic, McDonald's tastes good from a fucking hard science level.
And biblically.
And very much Old Testament biblically, McDonald's tastes really good.
I don't have a problem with people saying that they don't like it or that they've outgrown it or something like that. But when people say that it's gross, I always like, I don't know. Over 99 billion served. Thank you.
Well, there's also, you know, there are different things there where I could understand. There are, just like anywhere else, there are some things on the menu. If, like, you told me, like, I think, but if someone, were to say, I think the filet of fish is gross or something, I'd be like, all right, that's not for you. I like it. But,
getting,
you know,
hot here.
My favorite thing at McDonald's is the sausage biscuit. Like, I think that's the best thing on their menu.
What,
like,
a fucking,
like,
hero
without
that
a
is.
Doubt. And, like, I also am of the camp that, that McDonald's isn't as good as it used to be. I'm not saying it's bad or gross. It's just like some things have changed.
Yeah,
there,
like all things.
Good.
Yeah.
No, they have some. McDonald's has some trash they need to pick up to get back to the top.
Well, I'll say this. I'll say this real quick. And this is a bit of a heartbreak story. And it's also, you know, I'm not proud to say this. All right. I'm not happy to say this, but I am to say it as an objective fact. They had bacon and cheese French fries. Okay, they were on the menu. And it was a temporary thing.
Yeah.
I went out of my way to go order these fucking things because why wouldn't I? I said McDonald's French fries. I said bacon. I said cheese. All of these things are fucking slam dunks.
Yeah.
Not a slam dunk.
Well, that's
air ball whiff.
Yeah. But building up to this, too, is that there's a coworker of mine who's, you know, he's a larger brother. He had said to me, he's like, have you had those? And I was like, no, I just saw them on the window just now. And surprisingly, they didn't look appealing to me. I was like, I don't like McDonald's fucking with their fries. They're the only ones who don't fuck with their fries. I don't want them fucking with their fries.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I had them, and they're really kind of gross. I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, it's like a weird cheese sauce. And I told BT that, and he was like, no way. No way.
Yeah, I was hot about the idea of even there's no fucking way it's bad. Yeah. There's no way.
And then he got them, and when I got that text, he was like, "Yeah, man, your buddy was right.
Yeah,
they're disgusting."
Well, tail between my legs on that one.
The problem with modern McDonald's fries is if they're not fresh, like right out of the fryer, they have a tendency to get limp and not good.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining if you smother them in any kind of like cheese sauce, it's gonna make it
so
faster.
The problem that I had with the dish. Is not it wasn't the fries, although that what you're saying is kind of true. Like it did help along with the process of cooling them down when it shouldn't be. The issue that I had was the fucking cheese sauce that they used. So first of all, it's a cheese sauce. Now on the ads and all the ephemera surrounding the release of this what should be Wonder product, I thought they were just going to take McDonald's cheese from like the cheeseburger and melt it on the goddamn fries. Like that's what you do. McDonald's has some of the finest fucking cheese-like substance in the game, the best. So how could you go wrong if you melt some of that shit on their fries? Well, they didn't. They outsourced and got this fucking weird cheese sauce that like has like a, I mean, there's like a carnauba wax kind of a deal to it. Just an inappropriate flavor is what the fucking thing was. It was disgusting.
I recently got food poisoning from Shit Shack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was. It was either the burger or the bacon cheese fries.
Yeah.
But the bacon cheese fries, when I looked at those at McDonald's, it just reminded me of the bacon cheese fries from Shit Shack.
Right.
And I was like, I mean, it just makes me queasy even now thinking
oh,
about
boy.
It.
Oh, boy.
So gross. But those bacon cheesy loaded fries or whatever from Shake Shack are just shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're even before food poisoning.
Yes.
Like, I'll tell you right,
still...
they are shit.
Okay.
Do not get.
I'm not a... I love Tommy's and I love like I'm just whatever. I love French fries.
Yeah.
I've never in my life really been a fan of the loaded fry. Like any kind of fry with stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's better than no fry at all. Like if I went to a restaurant and like we only serve fries with like all the stuff on them and if you ask for it without, you can't have them. I'd be like, "All right, well then fine, I'll take it." You know? But I just prefer to have like an actual French fry, not like a cheese or a chili. Like when I go to Tommy's, I always just get French fries.
Oh, same
here. I don't get them with chili on them.
They got a good fry too. So
yeah,
and their chili is burger chili. Mm-hmm. That is not fry chili. Fry chili needs to be. It's not interchangeable.
And also, that's another California institution.
Yeah, but I think that's still only here.
Yeah,
that's not. Outside.
They don't exist like in neighboring states at all.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, if you
I
ever
don't know,
come,
maybe, but
if you ever come to Southern California, go to
well,
Tommy's.
Well, let's face it,
fantastic.
Though. Like, let's face it, though. Southern California is Southern California plus 2 to 3 hours inside of the states that it pads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like up to the Phoenix area, you're going to get all of the Southern California stuff.
It's all
up
there.
To the Vegas area, you're going to get all the Southern California stuff.
So what's everybody's favorite fast food franchise that does not exist in Southern California?
Oh, that's a good one. Are you going to go Taco Time?
I'll probably go Taco Time for like my heart's sake, you know.
This might be a tired old cliche. I don't know if it is or isn't, but I do firmly believe this. White Castle all day.
That was my answer.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
White Castle is another one, too, where I get a little hot when people talk. My dad grew up in Cleveland and Pittsburgh. You know, he's a fucking, he's one of those guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that the only... use for White Castle is to get over a hangover, and that's it. That's its sole function.
And if that's all it was for, then I'd be like, yeah, then it's great.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that we need it in our lives then.
But it's not. It's just like McDonald's. Like it is not disgusting.
No,
it's just not.
But I've also compared White Castle to cigarettes, and that if you tell somebody, oh, you've never had White Castle before, you got to go have White Castle. The thing about White Castle,
you never heard of cigarettes before, you got to smoke cigarettes.
That's exactly what I meant. And what I mean by this is that if you go have it, you're going to be like, I don't understand what the big deal is.
Yeah.
This sucks. It's not good. And then at about 11:30 noon the next day, you're going like, I think I want to have White Castle again.
Right.
Like it's always like White Castle the first time is like your first cigarette. It might be disgusting or weird or gross.
You might get dizzy and throw up.
Yeah, and then you want it immediately the next day. Like you want it again and again, and then the next thing you know, you've had White Castle like 7 days in a row.
I've used that same comparison for Jack in the Box tacos.
Yeah.
The tacos from Jack in the Box. I said the same thing. Like the first time you had it, it's like, oh, this is disgusting. Why would anybody do this? And it's like the next day you're like, well, maybe I could go for more of those. And then next thing you know, you're eating 20 of them
a day. Within the last couple of years, I got smartened up to the idea. And I honestly didn't know this, which again, this is another one of those things that I'm embarrassed to admit. But I didn't know that you could modify the tacos the way you order them. Mm. So I've been ordering them now for several years with no lettuce. And son of a bitch, you want to talk about improving the fucking stock there? Because I get it. I like lettuce on some stuff too. The texture, obviously not the flavor because there is none to speak of. But in the Jack in the Box taco, just get the fuck out of the way. I need that fake meat flavored meat that has meat in it. By the way, vegetarians who tried for years to sneak those tacos in. No, it's cool, dude. They're vegan. Yeah. Oh, I bet it's vegan, pal.
That's the best.
That's my favorite.
Great rib.
Yeah. Classic rib.
They're soy.
Shredded lettuce, like when it's actually shredded, like finely shredded, is an underrated burger topping.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Like when it's like just a wedge of lettuce, I'm always like, I don't need it. Yeah. But when it's shredded lettuce, I'm like, dude, this is.
Well,
this
shredded
is
lettuce and the goddamn little chopped up onions together in like a wonderful burger salad, like all day long.
Yeah, I'm all in for that.
That's a wonderful texture.
Fat burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fat burger.
Yeah, fat burger to me has the best condiment game in the business for a burger. Like whatever you want to say about their burgers or their food in general, I think they're top notch, but their the condiments and like the toppings and the order of toppings and the amounts are just perfect.
Yeah. Like, just tip top.
Yeah. And relish and mustard, just that alone is.
And it's probably underrated. The same fucking price as Carl's Jr. at this point. And even though Fatburger was always like at least to me, it was always like one of those, you know, like the next step up kind of a fast food deal.
Yeah.
We're like, it is very much clearly a fast food restaurant, but there's just that one little notch in quality that kind of keeps, like, this might be a bad example, but like, you know, you take a Taco Bell and you compare that to a Chipotle.
Right.
Like there's a little bit of, I technically prefer Taco Bell, by the way.
By far.
but you know, you Chipotle, pay a little more.
What do you mean you don't have Fritos?
Yeah. What do you mean you clean your floors? What are you trying to prove here?
All I know is that people keep getting food poisoning at Chipotle. I haven't heard about much of that at Taco Bell.
I haven't had stuff coming out the front end because of Chipotle, but brother, I've had some stuff coming out the back end thanks to Chipotle. That's a big time 10-4.
The other day, I went to Chipotle for the first time in 2 years, probably.
Yeah.
I had it twice. I had it twice in 2 weeks on a lunch break, but it was the first 2 times I've been there in forever. But the other day, I went there and I was sitting there eating my whatever the fucking burrito bowl that I had, and in walked fucking in a sleeveless, I think like I was like Toxic Holocaust or something like that shirt, you know, some metal shirt. In walks Josh Barnett, former UFC champion.
The babyface assassin turned war master.
Yeah, Josh Barnett.
Yeah.
So he walks in, and I was like, whoa. And once again, it was kind of like my old story that I had on a wrestler thing. Like, nobody I was with knew or cared, you know? And I was like, it's Josh Barnett. That's fucking cool. But he totally saw me in my pungent stench shirt, and we brother nodded each other.
Yeah, like, you know.
Hey, pal.
You know and I know. So I met Josh Barnett in the Narita Airport back in 2003. And, like, no one fucking knew who he was at all. But I watched a whole lot of Pride. And I knew who he was. And it was me and my friend were there, and we met him. And we're like, can we get a picture with you? And he's all, really? Like, he was so excited because it was probably maybe one of the first fucking Mark pictures that he ever took. But I have the picture to this day. It's digital. You can keep those things. But so, like, me and my buddy were flanking each one of his sides. And in the middle, he holds his hand out. Like, he's grabbing his wrist, kind of like in a double damn wrist lock position, but then holding out a claw. Like, I'm going to rip your fucking heart out, claw. And then he's just, like, wide-eyed and screaming in the picture. And that was just his natural pose.
Yeah, it's Bruiser Brody.
Yeah, the claw pose.
He's the ultimate brother. The ultimate brother.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just go around the table and, like, as of right now, I'd like to hear not just everybody's top three favorite fast food places, but I'd want to hear everybody's least favorite.
Okay.
Like, I'm interested in that because, like, this is a show where we're all, like, celebrating fast food.
Yeah.
But even if it's ones that you don't hate, like, it's the last three places you would go.
That you would go to?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That's tough.
Yeah. And we'll end it on this because we are past the.
Well, then let's just do the least favorite ones. No, so yeah, favorite.
No, I think we already phrased. How many more times do I need to say Del Taco? And I'll say it for you too. Josh's favorite fast food is Del Taco.
Yeah, Portillo's actually, but that doesn't really count. No, it has to be a place that could potentially have a hard plastic bench in it. That's
exactly
what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the least favorite. Whew. It would have if you would. Man, this would have been so easy if you asked me 10 years ago. Arby's just would have shot out of my mouth.
I love Arby's.
I hate what they've done with their menu, though. That's something I want to talk about with fast food.
Well, obviously, we're going to come back to this topic.
We may have to come back to this topic. Is that something I really want to talk about? I think that fast food, I think that these places will persevere and they will shoot back up to the top kind of thing if they just had simplified menus with their signature items.
Right.
Like Arby's.
Big Montana.
I think Arby's is doing as well, and Arby's still exists now because of the shit they've added to their menu.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't care about any of that crap. All I want is the fucking roast beef sandwiches, the beef and cheddar, and the ham and cheese. Everything else can fucking go take a fucking
kick rocks off a fucking off a cliff.
I don't care about any of that shit. But that's why Arby's, because they have their home style fresh and all that. And I get that. I get
that's
that.
What got me.
But I
back
think McDonald's. In. I've had this plan for McDonald's. This is. I feel like I could. I and McDonald's can make millions off of this if they go back to like a mid-century when they started aesthetic, kind of like In-N-Out has.
Yep.
Go to a simplified menu where it's just hamburgers, you know, and layering the meat so double and triple, whatever, And then Big Macs, Filet-O-Fish, Quarter Pounders, chicken nuggets, fries, shakes. That's it.
Yeah.
Get rid of all the Santa Fe chicken clubs and get rid of all the fucking, you know, the steakhouse mushroom burger or whatever. Yeah. You get rid of all that crap and, like, just go to a simplified menu where it's all actual, like, real, you know, organic or whatever it is that you want to do, where you're ditching the fucking science project shit. Because that's one of the things about McDonald's is my mom will talk about, she's talked about, she's like, what's weird about McDonald's is that it tastes the same as it did in the 60s, but it's not the same food that it was in the 60s.
Right.
It's a fucking science project now. And it's ingenious that they have been able to create in a lab a burger that tastes like a real burger from, you know, 50 years ago, but they have.
They've done it.
And that's what it is. Like McDonald's, you're eating, get rid of the science project shit, get rid of the fucking, all the extra menu item crap, and you're going to soar to the top.
You're probably right about that.
And you'll get that In-N-Out love.
You know what?
Because they started it.
They did. They did start it. I will say this to your point about get rid of the science crap. If the McRib goes off the menu, I walk. Period. But to get to your point, Josh, it's 2019. I got to go Burger King. And the king, man, the king has fucking fallen. Woo!
Yeah, and I think that gets to right to the heart of what Brock is saying, because the Whopper is, you know, it's a great creation.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It's a really good fast food
burger. Damn American standard.
Yeah.
It's great. And the old double bacon cheeseburger was great, too.
Everything about Burger King, though, has slipped. The quality... The fact that there are, like, way less Burger King. Like, so many of them have fucking closed down because they've been dropping the ball all willy-nilly left and right. The last time I was pumped up on Burger King was when they did a fucking, like, a green Whopper for Halloween. And I went and I got it and I ate it. And it was fucking not very good. But I still had the time of my life because it was a green Whopper. But, yeah, they need to do something. And they need to do it quick, because I think we're going to see His Highness drop off the face of the earth in our lifetime, which is kind of fucking sad. Josh, what's your least favorite fast food?
I'm going back and forth between two, but just to, like, whatever, I'm just going to say Subway.
That's a good one. Subway can fucking suck it.
Yeah.
Suck it big time.
And I used to love Subway. Sure. I used to go quite a bit, but I just feel like, why? You know what I mean? Like, my favorite food is probably a sandwich, just a good sandwich. Like, you know, lunch meat with condiments and drag it, you know, maybe some, you know, lettuce, tomato,
some crunchies
stuff,
on there,
some pickles.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite thing to eat. But like, and to me, it's like, if I live somewhere where I have options, like my choice, basically I was going back and forth, and this one you're not going to like. I was going back and forth between Subway and Taco Bell. Because, like, the only way I can imagine myself eating at one of those places is if I was, like, one of you guys and on tour or somewhere out in the middle of nowhere and, like, I'm starving and, like, that's all there is. Like, then I would eat it.
You know, I adore Taco Bell. Love it. It's not a Del Taco kind of love, but I love Taco Bell. And that's, Do you remember when, Brock, when we stopped off at your sister's to she made us a nice dinner and we like farted around the property?
Yeah.
So right before we did that, had a Taco Bell run in, which just fucking sent me on the ropes. Like that was it was not good. It was a leaky couple days, is what we'll say. So as much as I love Taco Bell, sadly that is kind of the that's the price you're going to pay if you talk about.
They did employ Ian Rotten at one point, after all. So
that's true.
Yeah.
That's very
You're playing with fire.
Yeah, you're playing with fire big time. Brock, what about you? What's your least favorite?
I'm having a hard time because, like you said, Burger King.
Yeah.
Right. And I only order double cheeseburgers from Burger King, and they're still pretty much
still
the
okay.
same thing.
Yeah, they're okay.
And I that's all I ever order.
See, like, I always get the, my favorite thing at Burger King is the long format chicken sandwich. I love that.
That's
fucking
gone,
thing.
Right? Or is, they still do that? I don't know.
The last time, the last time I had the Long John chicken sandwich was when I was moving from 2015. I think was the last time I personally had it.
Yeah.
So it might be removed since then.
I don't know.
But I remember having it then, and this is like, you know, four years ago is what it was, and like it was. I mean, it could have been just my location was off. I feel like it's a really hard sandwich to fuck up, though. But it was like soaking wet. It was fucking not good. It was just disgusting.
But
man.
I only get the double cheeseburgers there, like, and it's always like when I'm driving
that's
down.
Probably a
I'm
good
driving
call.
Down to this place. I got to drive an hour, so I'll just get like a double cheeseburger or something. Or I didn't eat before I went to work, so I stop at Burger King and get a double cheeseburger. But I don't really eat anything else, so I don't. They're not really. Mine is actually. I'm gonna kind of go with committee here on. Mm-hmm. The topic of conversation, and I'm going to say Taco Bell, which is weird because I do love Taco Bell, and I still actually kind of eat Taco Bell.
Oh, I eat it all the fucking time.
Like, I'll eat it before I eat McDonald's. I'll eat it before I eat Burger King. Mm-hmm. I'll eat it that. But I'm going to say Taco Bell because I know the quality dip in Taco Bell over the past, like, 20 to 25 years.
Oh, it's huge.
It's huge. But where I will give it to them is in the innovation department. They've been really...
The brightest minds in the
they've
game.
Been really
the brightest minds.
They've been really innovative with their menu.
Yes.
But at the same time, if they had the chops, they wouldn't need all that innovation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't have the chops they had. And it's because they had a big corporate takeover and KFC, Pepsi, Subway, or whatever the fuck, took them over.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that there is a clear quality. Because I can remember, I'll have, like, sensory flavor flashbacks of what Taco Bell used to taste like, and it's certainly not what it tastes like now. It's a totally different place.
Right.
Everything is completely different. So I'm going to say that because it is a little bit heartbreaking, but I do really like their stuff.
Yeah.
I do like the Crunchwrap and things like that. It's cool, innovative stuff, but I also think the best and most important fast food menu item since the goddamn McDonald's cheeseburger is the fucking Taco Bell double decker taco. It is my favorite fast food item of all time is the Taco Bell double decker taco.
It's a fucking real force.
So I just want to put it out there that I do love them, but I also like I'm disappointed is what I should say.
Okay.
I'm disappointed in what they've become. Mm-hmm. But I still eat there.
So let's end it on this. Guys, fucking shape the fuck up or ship out.
Yeah.
We're still going to eat at your places because we don't know any better. But fucking come on. Put some goddamn elbow grease into it.